Now, a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch, Chris Fitzsimon.
Governor Pat McCrory said on the campaign trail last year that state government was broken, Medicaid was broken, the transportation system was broken, and education was broken. And he's still saying it all, telling a reporter recently that things are even more broken than he had realized. McCrory clearly is more comfortable painting a gloomy picture of the state than outlining a bold vision for its future. But it's a disingenuous and dangerous game he's playing. His claims are simply not true. High school graduation rates are at an all-time high, for example, and they are dangerous. Think about how McCrory's repeated bashing of the state's fundamental institutions, schools, roads, health care, must sound to a CEO considering coming to North Carolina. McCrory wants to convince us all everything is broken so he and his right-wing supporters can swoop in and reform it, which is another word for privatization, turning over essential functions of state government to Wall Street profiteers. North Carolina is not broken, but it might be soon if McCrory and the ideologues running the General Assembly get their way. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.